good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And our backyard isn't too far away. It's down Messina. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning.
Kathy, I know that the plans down in Messina have been going on for probably over a year to do this big celebration. And you've been working particularly on the quilt show. So let's start with that.
Okay. The quilt show is going to be Sunday and Monday, and it's going to be at the Methodist Church from 1 to 4.
So, Kathy, what's involved? I mean, obviously, you have to have quilts, but what else is involved with getting organized for a quilt show?
Well, we, as a group, about a year ago, decided to make a quilt for our sesquicentennial, and the quilt was kind of a collaboration between several people down here in Messina, and what we did with the quilt that makes it kind of unusual is that we picked out blocks, 20 blocks, that we thought depicted some type of history of Messina. So each block in our quilt tells a story about Messina, and that's historically what quilts do is tell stories. And so our quilt, that's how we did our quilt, and it's a hand piece quilt, and it was also hand quilted by the
and
some other ladies too from out the community. Anybody who wanted to help on the quilt was very welcomed. So
Kathy, when you're saying that quilts tell history, have you had quilts in your life that somebody like your mom, your grandma, your great-grandma made?
I have quilts on my husband's side of the family, but my mother was not a quilter. I've always loved doing things with my hands, and you know that for many, many years I was a painter, and I've kind of retired from that, and now my passion is quilting, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and I have many quilts that Butch's family, actually my husband's family, actually have done, and thoroughly love having them and treasure them.
Yes, I know. I've been where people say, well, yeah, I remember that dress, you know, that's what I wore to such and such event, or I remember this, that was a great picnic. It is a great storytelling kind of thing, as well as a great work of art.
Yeah, absolutely, and unbelievably their expertise in their art.
Absolutely.
I wish I could duplicate it.
Well, yeah, I know you're doing a good job of that.
Yeah.
So you have these on display. Do you have any idea how many quilts you have?
Yeah, we don't know how many quilts. We're actually taking quilts tonight and
tomorrow
morning.
Okay.
So we're actually just getting the quilts and going to set them all up in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. And the church will just be full of quilts. And then the Methodist ladies are selling a cookbook, and they are serving cookies that are some of the recipes in their cookbook. And, of course, they're trying to sell their cookbook.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of a cute idea, and that'll be fun. And then we also have a lady coming out of Council Bluffs. I believe she's from Council Bluffs. Her name is Colleen Wilbur. And she's going to give a presentation on quilt history on, her time is Sunday, and it's at 2 o'clock. Colleen's coming to give this presentation. And I think it's really going to be neat. So
all the
everybody that's in town to come to the Methodist Church
yes.
and see her presentation on quilts and
yes.
their history.
All the quilt lovers. And, you know, I am not a quilter, but I really appreciate all the work that goes into them, and I love looking at them. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to be involved with quilts. And,
yep, that's right.
So come on over on Saturday and Sunday to see them.
Yep. Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday. We got to think about the 4th is on Monday, isn't it?
I know. Sunday, it kind of messes you up, doesn't
it? Yeah. Sunday and Monday, but the presentation is on Sunday at 2. The
presentation is on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and that's all at the Methodist Church. So that's just one of the many things that you could do on, gosh, when are we starting with the Messina celebration?
We're actually starting Saturday.
Okay.
And we're kicking it off with the tractor ride and a public pancake breakfast on Saturday, and then all day Saturday is baseball because Messina's kind of noted for that. So they're having baseball games all day, and then we're also having some co-ed worship tournaments in the park, and we're doing sand volleyball. And then in the evening, if you want to have some fun, we're having a street dance. One of the bars in town is having a street dance. So that's Saturday, and then Sunday we are kicking it off with another pancake breakfast with the Pancake Man. He's coming to town. And Southwest Iowa Egg and Mid-America are sponsoring this event. It's an open to the public free will offering. And then we're having a community service And then, of course, there'll be lots of things in the afternoon mm-hmm. to do.
Isn't it interesting? Food is such an important part of any celebration, any event.
Yeah.
We have to have food. So you're starting it off with pancakes.
Yeah.
Are there, during those days, some other kinds of special things related to food?
Well, the first day, there'll be food available down at the baseball park. And I honestly don't know what they're doing other uh-huh. than I know that they'll have concession, they'll have food. Our stands really don't open up until Sunday and Monday.
Okay. So,
and yes. we have all kinds of different things in the park. And then our bank here in town is sponsoring a community dinner right after the parade on Monday.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you ought to come to Messina because we've got these tents in the Catholic Church parking lot that are huge, and they seat over 700 people.
So now, is this isn't a potluck though?
This is being catered, and it's being catered by our bank.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're really wanting all the folks to come from far and wide to sit down and have.
Yeah, they do. Yep, that's what we want. We want to entertain people, so we want them to come and have a good old-fashioned 4th of July with Messina.
All right. So what time is the parade?
The parade is at 11 o'clock.
And that's on Monday?
That's on Monday, yep.
Okay.
Lineup begins at 9. If somebody out there is thinking about bringing their tractor or their float or whatever they might have, you know, the lineup starts at 9 o'clock at the... Just if you head to the school, you'll see the lineup. So.
Okay, and so people can come. They don't necessarily have to pre-register to be in the parade?
No, they do not. Nope, they can come that morning.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is on Monday the 4th, so the parade doesn't start till later, but if you want to be in the parade, you got to get there sometime
yep.
close to 9 o'clock so
yep,
you can get
right.
in
yep.
line.
Yep.
Okay, what else is happening on Monday? We talked about the parade. Is there food in the morning also? Is there another breakfast on Monday morning?
There is not. We're having a 5K run walk in the park on Monday morning. And
okay.
then we're having that's at 8:30. And then we're having a kids' fun run in the park, and that starts at 9:30. And half hour pre-registration, so 8 o'clock registration for the 5K run and 9 o'clock registration for the kids run.
Okay.
And that should be fun. And then at that time, our vendors and things will be setting up probably in the park. So, and then after the parade, we have so much fun stuff in the afternoon. We've got a classic car show that one gentleman in our town, Ralph Wickey, he's been working on this car show. He has done a fantastic job. And we're blocking off the block of Main Street for his show, and that starts at 12. We are having a Pauline Wilbur, the gal that gave the historical presentation of quilts, is also doing a historical presentation down at our, we kind of have a little historic open historic park in Messina, and she's, I don't exactly know what her presentation is down there, but she's doing another presentation down there, and I've got to look to see what time that is because I'm not sure.
But it's Monday afternoon.
1 o'clock, I think.
Okay. You better just be in Messina and go from thing to thing, I think. I mean, it's the list just goes on and on and on of the things that you have planned to do. And if, you know, every time I get a chance, I sort of plug Messina because I think if people haven't been to Messina for a while, they may be surprised at the things that you have developed there. You know, the Historical Association has just done a great job with.
Yes, they have.
The old-fashioned gas station. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. And we have the old schoolhouse that we brought to town.
Mm-hmm.
And the newest thing that we added a gazebo in the park, and it just kind of fits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And,
so that'll be fun.
Okay. And, of course, the old-fashioned barber shop.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. So you can just kind of stroll up and down the street there. And they're pretty close together. You don't have to
walk very far to get
involved. Mm-hmm. So Kathy, do you have a favorite of those? Is there one of those that you say, oh, that's my favorite place to go of those historical things?
Well, probably for me it's the schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you go to a country school ever?
I did not. It's very appealing to me. I like all the old stuff in it, and I just like that. So.
Uh-huh. And they've done a good job of in all of those of being true to the time.
That's right.
So when you go into that schoolhouse, you know, this is what it would have been like to be going to school then.
Yep.
So
yep. They actually have more stuff than they can actually display, I think.
Oh,
you know, a lot of people have donated a lot of different things, and it's really nice. And, you know, people would kind of be surprised that we have a schoolhouse that's so fully equipped
mm-hmm.
like it used to be.
Mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. Now, you mentioned vendors a couple of times, Kathy. Are those all food vendors, or do you have some other folks doing other kinds of things?
Well, you know, one thing that I'm forgetting to say that's going to be a big part of the park is we're having a kiddie kids corner. We're calling it Kids Corner, and it's going to be games in the park for kids of all ages. Black Hills Energy has donated some money to help defray some of the costs, and we have tried to make everything that the kids do free.
Okay.
There's going to be like a bouncy ball or a bouncy
one
of those, you know, those things the kids go in and bounce up and down on. Those be one of those. There's going to be a train ride. There's going to be a horse. I think there's going to be horses, a horse ride. There and more things that I know. I know that they're taking some bales of hay, and they're going to make a little, like a little a fort, and the kids are going to be able to go in and be read to. So that's for little ones. And there's just going to be lots of stuff, and it's all, we've tried to make it so it's all free. We know times are tough for people, and especially for families, and so we really wanted this to be something that the families could come and enjoy and not feel like they had to break the bank to have a good time.
And, you know, there are lots of things that people can do on the 4th of July, but you've got things going on all 3 days, so they surely can sometime in their time schedule, it can come down and see what's happening in Messina as you celebrate your beginnings.
Absolutely.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Kathy Kirkman, for visiting with us. And
thanks for having us.
You
well, we look forward to seeing everybody down in Messina on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thanks, LaVon. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Until next time, here's a thought. Stay present. You'll always have time to worry later if you want to.